Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me, Mark Ackler. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for last minute talk about connections. My phone call this morning and boom, Mark Ackler's right here.
Hey, listen, when you call, I'm there.
Well, what am I, like the tax man? When I call, I pick up that phone. So I want to thank you first for coming out today, and I will not occupy just like the rest of you. You should be listening if you are right now. It should be like by the parade, or it should be out by a pool or somewhere with a beverage, because this is unbelievable. I feel like summer's finally here.
Oh, yeah. It's Chicago. Like, we have to embrace this.
Oh, right. Well, because you're like, I feel like this wasn't a bad winter, but it was just, it felt long and just dark.
Yeah, well, spring, it was a cold spring.
We didn't have a spring. I don't think we had a spring. So for those of you listening, we've got a cool show. Mark's going to sit here for the first half of the show. We're going to talk about all things Mark and all things math. Math is Math Venture Partners, which Mark will get into in a second here. We're going to have another company, Crowdfind. Jay Sibben's going to call in and talk about what they're doing and give you guys the opportunity to invest in them. Some of you listening may actually know Crowdfind if you went to Lollapalooza or really any major event around and have lost an item. They're the company's the technology that they created is what essentially gets you back in touch with that stuff. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the showcase and stuff coming up Tuesday. So I will use that as our lead-in. Tuesday, we are hosting our showcase event, Technori Startup Showcase event, at the Illinois Institute of Technology Stewart School of Business. And our keynote is, in fact, Mark Ackler. So, Mark, I want to start off with sort of giving a little bit of your background and sort of your crazy journey here. I think of all the bios that I read, which is a lot, the bio that you have, you're also an adjunct professor, correct, at Kellogg?
I am, yeah.
Your bio there is tremendous.
Well, yeah, thanks. So the danger of asking an old guy with adult ADD his bio, my joke is, I think I've had a fun and eclectic career.
Yeah.
And my wife thinks I can't hold a job.
Yes, which is why it's so funny. I laughed as soon as I saw it. I was like, that sums it up. Like anyone else who would talk to people like you and I would be like, what are you doing? Why are you everywhere? I don't understand. Just pick something and do it.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. You know, I started off life, my dad and I started an Apple retail store back when Apple first started. My dad was an Apple VAR in 1978.
Wow.
Original Apple II. And we built a retail store, and then I went to Apple in Cupertino in the early 80s. I was the worldwide introduction manager for the Apple IIc.
Wow.
So I have some great early stories from back in the very beginning days. Then I came back to Chicago and became a serial entrepreneur. I built four different companies. First one did okay. Second one failed miserably. Third one, we got very fortunate. We got very lucky and had a we had a bidding war between Intel, IBM, Sega, and at the very last second, SoftBank came in and we were SoftBank's second acquisition in the United States.
Those are the right names that you want bidding against you.
Yeah.
That's the group you want.
Over beer sometime. That's a really fun story.
I would love to know that story.
Yeah. And then I started a venture capital fund in the late 90s with a couple buddies called Kettle Partners. We had two funds. First fund was during the dot-com days.
Yep. And
life was a lot of fun.
And for a while.
For a while. And then the second fund, we closed in January of 2000. And I'm incredibly proud to say that 13 years later, we were in the top quartile for all funds of that vintage, which means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it sounds great.
All that meant was that we were in the black, that we got all of our LPs.
That's actually an incredible feat, to be honest.
Oh, thank God.
It's got to feel good.
Yeah, that felt good. And in fact, that's how math got started, because I was lead investor for a company called Sure Payroll.
Okay.
And the CEO of the company at the time was Troy Henikoff.
Yep.
And so Troy and I, we fought the good fight together. We built Sure Payroll up to a fairly significant company and had a very nice exit. And, you know, my other joke is I led the A round and Troy was very happy with me. I led the B round in 2002, which was a down round, and Troy wasn't too happy with me at the time, but we're still friends. We figured it out.
Well, with the name of the company, you got to stay in context somewhere, because if those of you haven't put this together, math, M-A-T-H, you've got Mark Ackler, Troy Henikoff, so you guys are kind of in it to win it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so funny, you know, classic Midwest understated. We looked at everything. Names are so hard, you know, and it's really about the URL. So, you know, we looked at 30, 40, 50 names. We couldn't come up with anything, but math was available. And we went, okay, fine.
Yeah, easy enough.
Right.
Very fascinating stuff. So you would have been, you know, the guy that in the Steve Jobs movie with Fassbender, when Woz came out and said, can you say a thank you to the Apple II team? You were on that.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was actually in the audience that day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was, you know, when we released the Apple IIc, it was exactly the same time the Macintosh came out. And, you know, it was electric. Being in the audience at that moment when the Macintosh was announced. I've never felt anything like
that. I can only imagine. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with Mark and talk about some of the lessons and things that you've learned and sort of how you've turned that into some pretty cool speeches, one of which is going to be given at the Technori Showcase coming up Tuesday. So thank you for coming in again. Of course, we're going to have you back in a minute here. And with that said, I'm Scott Catoon, WGN Radio, AM 720. We are back at the Startup Showcase with Mark Ackler. We were going to go right into what he's learned, but there's still more to discover before we get to the learning points, because another major company that you've worked for and we're pretty high up in, everyone listening will have heard of, and that is Redbox. Mark, when we left off, you were talking about the Kettle Fund.
Yep.
And then there was another story, and then there's another story, and then there's another story. So pick us up.
Yeah, okay. So the quick version is, after Kettle, I helped co-found a company called EMMI Solutions, yep. EMMI. We were in the patient education healthcare business. That turned into a fairly significant company. And then after that, I went to Redbox, where I headed up innovation and also helped out heading up marketing as well.
Now, did I get this right? Redbox, was that not created originally in the McDonald's innovation?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so like that's, can you talk about that a little bit? I know people are not really all that familiar with like that even is a thing.
Yeah. Well, there was a point in time where McDonald's was looking at how could we drive more traffic to McDonald's.
Yep.
And you think about day parting. So their morning business was really strong. Their lunch business was fantastic. But their dinner business at this time was a little bit slow. And they were trying to think, what could we do that would bring people to McDonald's during the evening? Well, it turns out that 90% of all the movies that are rented after work.
Sure.
Right? And rented after
work. Makes sense. Yeah,
makes sense. The other beautiful thing about rental is when you rent it,
gotta bring it back.
You gotta bring it back. Right. And so same store sales really took off. And so we were incubated in McDonald's.
That's what an incredible story. So in all this journey of stuff, I mean, we were talking about how you were at IBM, you know, at the event when IBM released the first PC, and you were at Apple II, and these are like milestone moments in the tech world. And you're at every single, you're like, where's Waldo?
That's right. It's like Woody Allen had a movie, Zelig, I guess, sort of like the guy who was always in the picture.
That's right. You. Like, I think that's you in the tech world. Right. Not Woody Allen, but the the tech character.
Right.
And so, you know, the amount of lessons that you have learned over time that you now get to instill in the founders and things is amazing and incredible. And what Troy does is also the same thing when he was at Techstars, and like just incredible ability to help everyone else. But the other part of this that I think is interesting is you do several different speaking engagements and things. And that is, I think, for founders, surely, but also for just everyone. And the lessons that you've taken in, I think, can be applied in a million different directions. So why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what you've learned and how these things have kind of shaped and what, you know, what it's turned into for you.
So how many hours do we have here?
We got like 12 minutes.
Okay.
No, that's the thing. That's the problem with radio. I promise everyone, if Mark will allow for it. First off, you should go to the event on Tuesday night. There's really like no spots left, but if you should still go, just stand outside the door and listen. Cause the speech is going to be incredible. You'll be able to get a half version, but a fuller version of the story. And then maybe we'll have you come back on a podcast for like 4 hours and just talk about all this.
There we go. So, all right. So the quick version here, if I had to take it to the essence,
yeah,
I really focus on empathy. And really focus on putting myself in the other person's shoes. And so whether it's trying to make that big sale or trying to raise money from VCs or trying to get a job, at the end of the day, I came up with three, I think, profound lessons of empathy. And those rules are, it's not about you.
Yep.
Do your homework.
Yep.
And bring a gift. And what I mean by bring a gift is add something of value to the conversation. So, for example, when people are interviewing for a job, I think the biggest trick question is, tell me about yourself. Because really what the interviewer is thinking, I've got a job to fill. I need these set of skills to do the job. I need these sets of experiences, and I'm looking for a culture fit. And so when the interviewer says, tell me about yourself, what they really want to know is, how are you going to fit in and solve for that equation, right?
Yep.
And so it's not about you. I'll give you one quick story about raising money. Every day, so I am so grateful to be a VC and to work with passionate entrepreneurs and the intellectual exercise of trying to understand the problems that they're trying to solve. But one of my pet peeves is when entrepreneurs walk into my office, and I listen to four or five pitches a day, every day, and they walk into the office and they're not prepared.
Yeah.
They walk into their office and they just say, here we are, our product does X. And they didn't take the time to really get to know us and yep. research us and understand, how do we think? What's our investment thesis? What's a typical, you know, why do we invest in some companies and not other companies?
Yep.
They could talk to the, like, here's a great hint. Go call the CEOs of the portfolio companies that we've already invested in and say to them, how did you get their money?
Yeah.
What are they like to work with?
Nobody thinks to do that.
Nobody thinks to do that. Right? That next level of homework. Like, for example, at Math, our investment thesis is all around sales, customer acquisition. And so if you knew that, you would tailor your pitch not on the features of your product. You would tailor your pitch on how do you acquire customers?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're most interested in.
No, I totally agree. I actually think, to your point, it's one of the underlying reasons for the bad investment ratio of success. In a lot of cases, I think a lot of the founders and people, I don't think it's on purpose. It's just sort of a product of how the process goes. They take a volume approach. We're just gonna send our deck to every VC on the planet, and they'll take whoever says yes to the money, and they don't think about what partnerships could exist, what relationships, how cross-pollination on your portfolio, what companies you already invested in that might help them. Like, they don't think about that.
Well, it's also, I know, I'm very respectful how hard it is to raise money.
Sure, of course.
But that said, money's just money.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the value add that the firm and the individual partner who you're going to be partners with for 7, 10, 12 years, I mean, you're going to live with this person for a long time. You got to make sure that they add a lot of value, that they share values with you, that on an integrity level. You know, yes, I know that many entrepreneurs can't raise money or will take money from whoever gets it. But boy, the more homework you do, the better.
One of the takeaways that we've had from several people like yourself that come in and talk about this is that, to your point, the money is money. The dollar's worth a dollar. That's the dollar. And you can raise that or get it gifted to you, or you could make it from selling 1,000 units. However you get the dollar is what it is. The trick here to success, at least from my vantage point, is how do you multiply those dollars without spending more money? Wow. Getting the right partners who can bring you a dollar that's actually worth $3, $4, $5, $6. That's the key.
Right. How do you grow and scale your business? And all the challenges in customer acquisition and channel partnerships and hiring and putting the right team together. You know, the good news when dealing with somebody like Troy or myself or our other partner, Dana, or our principal, Samara, is we've done this before. We've done this many times over. And so we know how to build and grow and scale companies. And we're not passive investors.
Yeah.
You know, we like to really roll up our sleeves and get actively involved with our portfolio companies.
Well, here's the hint, everyone. Listen. Listen is the hint. Just listen. People don't listen enough anymore. Speaking of listen, we're going to have to cut to our commercial here. But Mark, where do people go to learn more about you and learn more about Math and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. So our website is www.mathventurepartners.com.
There you go.
MATHventurepartners.com.
Very good. Mark, thanks so much.
Okay. Pleasure.
You are listening to WGN Radio AM 720. That was Mark Ackler. I'm Scott Catoon. If you want to hear more from Mark, you can come to the showcase event on Tuesday. That is next Tuesday, May 29th. events.technori.com/Mark Ackler, and you'll find your way right to what we're looking for. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. We just had a nice conversation with Mark Ackler. I want to remind everybody, if you want to get tickets to this event, well, they're pretty much sold out, but people don't show up sometimes, so there'll be some standing room for you. events.technori.com/Mark Ackler, A-C-H-L-E-R. Mark is an incredible just person. I mean, I can sit here and talk to Mark literally for like 2 hours. We should have just done like a series. We'll have Mark come on every week. The stories that he could tell you about dealing with startup entrepreneurs back to the .com, back to today, the similarities and differences, and why sometimes people assume that there's a boom and a bust, and doesn't have to be that way. Mark's just like a wealth of knowledge in that case. But anyway, speaking of another awesome company that's doing great things and has been on TechNerd before, we are going to have Jay calling in here. He's the CEO and founder of Crowdfind. Jay, are you there right now?
Jay Sieben here.
Jay Sieben, what's going on, Jay? How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Excellent. Thanks for of course, thanks for taking the time out here. So we've got some time to talk about a lot of things. Obviously, the equity crowdfunding piece I want to get to in a minute with you on why you chose that. But for those listening, why don't you give kind of the rundown of what Crowdfind, you know, was and is, and then we'll talk a little bit about where we're going and how people can get more involved with it.
Yeah, sure. Crowdfind is right now, at least as far as we're concerned, the preeminent enterprise-level cloud-based software platform for live events, venues, and arenas to handle their lost property and lost and found departments, which obviously are a big area of focus, but kind of an odd backroom area that was really, when we discovered and kind of latched onto it, was pretty untouched from technology, a lot of spreadsheets at best, actually a lot of binders and notebooks, dusty rooms, and that kind of stuff. And what we did is we took it and we brought it into the 21st century and beyond and created a workflow tool that's all image-based, and that's really kind of our secret sauce. And so what that did is it made a fantastic customer service experience for them, and then cut down on all the time and phone calls and a bunch of other things that they get from managing that process. So we took it started out as a consumer play for us when we first had the idea when everybody was building apps, so it was within our venture lab, L Street Collaborative. We had this project going. We're like, hey, maybe we can solve lost and found. We started out just trying to find lost dogs and things in the neighborhood, and that was getting to be, you know, we didn't know where that was going to go. It was kind of neat. We had a lot of accolades, but what we found was, and kind of our history and our anyways, more around enterprise software, that there's a real need at these large events where people leave stuff behind. And so we partnered with Navy Pier initially, and then we've kind of grown from there. So we're growing in that area. You know, we do Lollapalooza, Coachella, pretty much a lot of them or most of the large live events. We're in a lot of colleges. We just got Salt Lake City Airport. We have a few other smaller airports and some other bigger ones coming online. And that's kind of where we're at today. And then we're taking that technology and doing some other neat things that's going to be coming out later this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the part that's interesting to me is I don't think people realize how much of a problem. Like, I think as a consumer, you get it, right? Like, I lost my wallet or my sunglasses and like my phone or whatever, and I'd like to get it back, of course. But I don't think people realize how much of a problem that became for the businesses themselves. Like to actually store that, to organize it, to deal with all the inbound calls, the distractions, the liabilities in some cases. There was a lot of problems, I think, that kind of come from that. And you guys obviously solved the problem for the consumer, but really, I think, solved a much bigger problem for the companies themselves and the organizers. And then now you push it forward. It's sort of that light bulb goes off in your head. It's like, oh, well, wait a minute. What we do is more than just finding things. We can find, you know, finding lost items. We can find all kinds of things at a company. Can you talk a little bit about where, you know, directionally where you guys are going
absolutely.
With this?
Absolutely. We've got a couple things, and it's very broad based. We've been going in this direction internally for quite a while, but we really wanted to prove out this, you know, our kind of eponymous product in Crowdfind. But the secret sauce that we really did, I know you just got off with Mark Ackler. I know he's going to talk a little bit about this on Tuesday. But the really the two things that we did is the technology we call image-led workflow. So it starts with a picture. And it sounds simple enough for everybody that's in today's day and age and you have a, you know, phone in your hand. But there's a lot of things that are in the business world that add or use pictures, or at some point pictures come in. But very few things start with a picture. It's the difference between attaching images to a to an email and having Instagram. And we did it, and we did it really well and really simply. And what that did is allow them to do, in the case of particular lost and found, is do something they weren't even doing and still save half the time they were spending on it, which is take pictures. They weren't, nobody was cataloging lost and found items. They were getting stuffed in a closet. And but what then that did is turned around and made it really, really simple for the consumer to begin the claim process. And so, like for instance, Navy Pier's calls went from maybe 50 a day down to zero. They collapsed everything into the platform, and we found that at airports 100 plus calls a day down to zero. So that is where people get really excited, and then the consumer gets really excited because it's easy for them. So it's image led. We knew that there's a lot of applications for this, and I won't go into them, but a couple that we're coming out with really early this year. One is really adjacent to what we do, and one is kind of not, but one that we're really strong on. We think it's bigger than both combined. But so the one that's really adjacent is what they're calling in the industry, imagine you go into a stadium like the Bears game and you can't bring something in, right? Right. Prohibited items is what they call it. So there's all these different lists and things that are the security guards pass around, but there's really nothing codified very well. Sometimes it changes from event to event within a specific venue. And obviously it's driven by law and circumstances and security, like with what happened in Las Vegas.
Yep.
So, but that happens every day. It's front of house. It's happening all the time, and it's impacting everybody. And it's also a bad customer service experience often because people don't know what's coming. Sometimes they don't know they can't bring that in, and it changes. And, for instance, we found that the NBA is asking their security staffs to report to them in an Excel spreadsheet on a weekly basis all the things they take from fans, mostly to try and gauge the impact on fans, right? So they're trying to figure out, we know we have to be secure, but the fans also have an expectation of having a really good experience. That's what we solved on Lost and Found, so we're going to bring that now out to the front of house and help give them tools, help give festivals some more sophistication. So, for instance, not only can that security guard clearly explain, maybe show something, and they also have some tools for themselves in their pocket or at their hand on what they can do, but maybe if they do take that, it can be more easily reclaimed by the person, maybe even mailed back to you, maybe via some payment online or something. These are all the things that we've built in already with Lost and Found. So that's one example, right, on the security side, and we think there's a lot of runway there. And then the other one, and this is another one we're partnering with Navy Pier on, who's just been a great partner. If anybody ever gets a chance to work with Navy Pier's operating team, Brian Murphy, who's the COO over there, they're absolutely fantastic people. They've been one of our longest partners. And we found that they were running around, he was running around taking pictures of things throughout the pier when something was broken or needed repair or just not up to snuff, or they wanted, had an idea or whatever it was, and then he would email them around, maybe with a message, maybe not, and somebody would then send it to carpentry or plumbing or whatever. And but then he had no reporting, no survey or confirmation when it's completed, no notification if there's a question, no tracking of time, no deadlines, no follow-on. So we're, again, this is all the stuff that we've built in naturally into Crowdfind's Lost and Found products. So we're going to be coming out with a product that's around maintenance, specifically, again, image-led. And it sounds simple. It sounds like, oh, yeah, of course you're going to take pictures. But the whole point is that you start with an image, and sometimes, because of translation or whatever, that's all you need. And then have the workflow drive off that, and in our case, maybe end with a transaction. So right now our Lost and Found ends with a shipping element that we've built in. So we imagine going from image to workflow to transaction. And so in a maintenance situation down the road, AR or other things might layer on top to help allow for procurement to identify what tools or materials need to be brought to complete that job. That's the kind of stuff that we're expanding to, which is, for most people that know us, probably wouldn't.
They wouldn't guess that. Yeah, I understand that. And the thing that's interesting to me with what you guys have done, and I think this is the unique advantage that you have as an operator in this, given the L Street Collaborative and the other stuff that you guys are doing, because for the longest time, and you know this being at TechNexus with the guys over like Rhino Docs and things,
yeah.
When it comes to data storage in the past, really, whether it was simplicity on the front end of actually filling out the Excel sheet, or it was really more about recall, how do I find the document? How do I find this? How do I search it? For until, semi-recently, there really hasn't been a way to search anything other than an Excel or a Word doc. And now we're getting the ability to searchability put into photos and things like that. So now it's like it opened a door for something that just didn't really exist before. And now it's useful in a way that probably never has been. And now you being in the position you're in, to see that kind of stuff happen and see the technology, it's like, oh, I've got this company here that can do this and this. So very that's fascinating right. stuff.
Yeah, that's right. We talk about it internally as the we may mention this on Tuesday as kind of the sensory layer across the enterprise. I mean, you've gone from data entry and database to, you know, workflow things like accounting and HR, and then Salesforce and CRMs created basically an entire sales and MarTech layer on top of stuff. And it's only natural that with everything that's going on, you're going to have a sensory layer that attaches all other human senses. You know, in our case, starting with visual, which could be images and video, but certainly, you know, other senses, hearing, smell, and other things you could see coming down the pipe.
Oh, yeah. The audio really one is huge. Not saying that just because we're on a radio audio show, but I am absolutely all the way in on smart speaker and audio and the use case, just because there's a whole bunch of reasons, but the number one being that I don't have to worry about using my arms and hands and feet and toes and fingers. Like the wearables thing, what caught me about that is that in order to do one thing, I had to stop doing another. And yep. with audio and being able to say things and give commands, I don't have to lose one of my hands. It's non-ambulatory, which is cool. Before we head out of here, I want to give you the opportunity to tell people where and how they can invest in this company. I think it's the investment, you know, obviously as a person who deals with this fairly regularly, I love the idea of investing in a great company and great idea, but oftentimes the majority of it is an investment in a founder and in someone who I think can continue to pivot and find the way and find another value that their company can create. And you are one of those people. So how do people invest in both crowdfunding and in you?
Yeah, well, you can do both by investing in crowdfunding right now. Anybody, we launched a Republic campaign. We're really like a day or two in. We strategically timed it on about the same day that everybody launched their GDPR email campaigns, yep. which I wouldn't. So we're going to let that dry down a little before we hit everybody with some more marketing. But we got ways to go. We got, I don't know, a handful of thousands in there going. But you can go to republic.co/crowdfind or search crowdfind on Republic's equity crowdfunding campaign. And that's just started. So we've got, you know, a 60-day runway, minimum investment. And all this stuff's on there. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say how much. You're just supposed to go look. But everything about our company's there, a little bit about our business plan, our history. You can find more about me at my first name, J-Y, Seben, S-E-B-B-E-N, on LinkedIn. And you can find out more about L Street at lstreetc.com. But we'd love to have people invest in crowdfunding. It's got a consumer edge, and so that's why we went with the equity crowdfunding campaign, because it's you know, partial marketing, partial capital. And because we're kind of this bridge between customer service and consumers and enterprise, we thought it was going to be really beneficial for us, and we're really looking forward to it. So we're happy to be on, and thanks for letting us come on a beautiful Saturday. And I think I'm going to head back out to the backyard party after this. So
I think I'll join you there. thank you, Jay, so much for taking the time. And again, for everyone listening, you can see Jay live on stage at our showcase event on Tuesday, May 29th at Illinois Institute of Technology. Howard Tolman is going to be speaking on there. He was a guest last week on the show. Mark Ackley, who was on the show before this, is going to do the keynote. And Jay will be one of four other companies pitching live on stage that you can invest in. I highly, highly recommend it. If you can't make this event, come to another event. We'll have another one later on this summer. Events.technori.com. Jay, thank you so much for taking the time, and enjoy some beers and some good food out there.
I will.
All right. Appreciate take care, Jay. I am Scott Catoon. You've been listening to WGN Radio AM 720. As always, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. You can follow me at Catoon. We're going to take a quick break here and come back. If anyone has any questions or calls, feel free to call us 312-981-7200. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. You've been hopefully enjoying this in some sunny weather. I really, really, really want to be outside right now. Like, we're in the Allstate Showcase studio for one of the last times, which is kind of sad to me, at least, but honestly, to watch all these people standing outside looking in the window is incredible, and it's something we're going to miss here at WGN, and I'm going to miss personally. I will say, I didn't miss the cold days, but on a summer day like this, it's like we should just set up shop and do the show right outside. It's been a great show. We've got a couple minutes left here. I don't know if anyone is calling in or wants to call in. 312-981-7200 for questions. usually open up questions earlier on the show. This time I wanted to leave it open in case people want to talk about crowdfunding, because I think it's really interesting. We've got several other companies who are pitching on Tuesday. And like I said before, if you guys are interested, this event's going to be probably sold out, but we'll be hosting another one sometime later on this summer. It's so worth your time, just for no other reason than to sit there and listen to people like Jay go on and on and on about different ideas that they build. I mean, literally, Crowdfind as a story, as a backstory, Jay didn't really get into this, but they launched on Technology Stage several years ago. And at the time, it was very consumer facing, and it was sort of everything that he said. It was a place for like a lost and found for your put it on your phone, assuming you didn't lose your phone. And then he came back on stage again about 2 years ago or a year ago, and it was sort of this new version that they are, you know, technically are today, which is an inventory system for lost and found for a ton of companies, Navy Pier being one of them, obviously. And you know, it's a great company. But then he reaches out to me again. He's like, I got this idea. And all of a sudden, you know, you're starting to see, you can search on your phone. If you look at photographs, if you have an iPhone like I do, you can type in words and it'll pull up pictures. Type in horse. If you've got a picture of you and a horse on your phone, it's going to pull that up, which is crazy. And what that has done is basically enabled us to search images, which makes it so much easier than typing out a description of something or what you're trying to do or fix or see. You can take a snapshot of it and just store it. And people can pull it up all over the place. And I think Jay did a great job kind of explaining all these things. But what he, you know, for those listening, what might not have tied out is that whether it's maintenance or it's things that are going on in the office or it's ideation. If you look at the career and path that Mark Ackler's had, imagine if for the last, you know, 35 years or whatever it's been, if Mark could have literally just taken photographs of different ideas that they were doing at Redbox and at Apple and just had this like this treasure trove that he could search through other than just his brain. And I'm sure all the loose leaf papers that are just sitting about his house right now that his wife is probably thrilled with. If you could just imagine having that kind of power, it's incredible. I really think what Crowdfind is up to is kind of game changing and I guess unique to me and unique to Chicago, I think. And then a lot of the companies we find here build something kind of cool. Great idea, great problem, but then they're able to sort of figure out financially how to stay in the game and how to stay thriving long enough for technology to catch up to something bigger. And they just keep building and building. And that's sort of what I think Mark is going to tell everybody when you come and hear him talk his empathy rule speech about life is about paying attention to opportunities and making the right moves at the right times to be able to capitalize on them. And that's what it's all about here. So hopefully you guys gained as much value out of this show as I did. I'm like sitting here. I want to go for like 2 more hours, although I want to go outside to do that because it's awesome out. Anyway, we should be back. I don't know. Camille, when are we back next week? What are we on the show?
We will not be back next week.
What a bummer.
I won't be here until the end of June.
When am I supposed to come
back? I
think
you're here June 9th, but I have to go to a wedding. So.
Well, I'd rather go to the show, to be honest.
Really? My first, like, friend wedding, actually.
Oh, well, so. Then you wanted to... I'm going to a wedding after this. I think that's why I want to stay here and keep talking.
Yeah.
No. So June 9th, we'll be back with another great show. So for those of you, if you want to keep up with us in the meantime, between now and June 9th, we do a podcast. We actually do, like, 4 podcasts every week. They get released at technori.com. We interview people like Mark and Jay every day. Only those interviews have no commercials, and they go on for 20, 30 minutes, and it's like incredible knowledge bombs left and right. So check us out at technori.com. You can get us on social, Facebook and Twitter, at Technori. You can get me on Twitter and Facebook at Katoon. I hope to hear from you guys. If you have questions, comments, there's more stuff you want me to look into on the tech side that you'd like to bring to the show, feel free to reach out. Happy to do that. Camille, great show. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Of course.
Great.
This is WGN Radio. We'll be back after this break.